Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, spring is now upon us. There's prom coming up, school year end beauty things. Girls want to look great, maybe graduation, spring break. So a lot of teens and college kids head to the tanning beds because they want to get that freshly tanned look before they go on spring break or before they graduate. But, are tanning beds even safe? Are they worse than they used to be? My guest today, Dr. Deborah Mulligan. She's the director of the Institute for Child Health Policy and clinical professor of pediatrics at Nova Southeastern University. So, Dr. Mulligan, tanning beds, people are still using these things?
Well, as you point out, many teens, young women, and it seems when we're looking on the TV here, even some of our presidential candidates are going to the tanning salons.
Oh, and, dear God.
I'm sure you've noticed.
Sorry.
The UV radiation, though, from your good point, from these tanning salons really raises a person's risk of developing skin cancer, including melanoma, which is, of course, the most dangerous type of skin cancer. So, no, they are not safe, and especially for those who begin using them at a younger age. So teens and others should not be using tanning salons. Even infrequent tanning, using tanning beds, can lead to an increased risk of skin damage and cancer. And for that reason, actually right now, we got noticed yesterday, the American Academy of Pediatrics is aggressively supporting federal legislation that would prohibit access to tanning salons or use of artificial tanning devices by children under the age of 18.
Wow, that's pretty severe. And under the age of 18, they shouldn't be allowed to go in there anyway because they don't know what they're doing to their skin, but they feel immortal at that point, Dr. Mulligan. They don't realize that their skin. So how do we appeal to them if we're a parent? I mean, I would think appealing to vanity above everything else, like, oh my gosh, you're going to get wrinkles. Look at this. Look at what I got, would be the best way instead of telling them about skin cancer because they just don't think they're at risk yet.
That's a good point. I mean, that's true for a lot of things, though, isn't it? Driving with your friends, drinking and driving, going on boats without life jackets. There are a lot of sensible prevention measures that the adults might think about. And as you point out, the adolescents and the people in their early 20s are the invincibles. At least they feel that way. But if you do have someone in your family or want to pull up on Google that gal from New Jersey a few years back that got national attention because she was living in the tanning salon and had this horrible changes in her skin and was bringing her child there. I don't know if you remember that. And you can quickly show them the effects of premature skin aging, wrinkles, age spots. And, of course, all the young ladies are very interested these days more than ever before on dermatology and cosmesis and staying looking fresh and young.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it is certainly role modeling as well. What do you recommend if girls say, come on, I just want to have this golden look and not to look like, there are lots of politicians with that orange look to them. And so those spray tans are certainly not, you don't see anybody who looks that good with those things, or is it just how they're being put on?
Well, a base tan also is not a safe tan. And people think that, gee, if I get a base tan before I go to the Caribbean, I'm living in Northeast and I'm pale white right now and I just want a base before I go there. I mean, the truth is a base tan is not safe either, doing some of these other ways by which to darken your skin. So the only advice we can give them is to be sensible, to take the right precautions, meaning don't use these indoor tanning salons, and make sure that you're using the right kind of skin protection when you do go into the sun for vacations or just around the summertime. Other than that, there's really no other direction except to say don't use them and be sensible and careful when you do build your tan slowly.
Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do, is build it slowly if you're going to do that, but mostly using, good SPF. And you live in Florida, Dr. Mulligan, so, it's around you all year round. What do you tell teens about the sun and using protection and hats? Because they're going to be resistant to it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You can spot a native Floridian easily because they aren't the ones that are deep, dark brown. They're the ones who are, even with people of color, are very smart about being careful. Because don't forget, people of color also can get melanomas from the sun. And so we all have to be sensible and careful about prevention. And so what we would advise them is same thing as if you were protecting yourself from the sun's rays, and that's to wear commercially available sun protective clothing when you're down on the beach. You know, the strongest rays are between 10 and 4, but of course that's when everyone heads to the cool waters of the beach or pool. You're not going to be able to tell them, don't go, that's the prime time. So instead, just advising to not be fooled by clouds in an overcast sky. Make sure that you use sunscreen with words like broad spectrum, because that's going to protect you against ultraviolet B and A rays. And choose a water-resistant sunscreen if you're at the beach or the pool. And think about reapplying it every 2 hours after swimming, or if you're sweating a lot from laying around on the beach and enjoying the sun. And don't forget, down here especially, there's lots of opportunity for umbrellas to put on the beach to have a place for shade, especially if you have some younger kids with you. They definitely need a lot of shade periodically and a lot of hydration.
Well, that's another important thing. People don't realize the hydration factor, you know, because that's huge, especially when you're sitting out in the sun for so long. So, I mean, do you think that this, that what the AAP is trying to do, do you think that's going to be well received? I'm just asking your opinion on that.
There's always going to be a lobbying effort against it from the industry, because you can, every few blocks, you can see a tanning salon, especially down here in Florida. So, of course, you know, the industry is going to lobby against it. But the AAP has real clout in that the organization is there for the best interest of the child and family. And we have a huge amount of trust in that agenda, and the lobbying group in Washington have been very successful, even when going up against some tough industry lobbyists. And I do think that they will make headway. It makes sense. Why wouldn't we want to protect the children against the development of skin cancer for merely a vanity reason? Why wouldn't we want to protect them?
I don't know why we wouldn't. So tanning beds are off. We're trying to get them completely unavailable for kids under 18 and over 18.
Right.
Well, it's time to make, you know, make your good choices. Make your own choices at that point. Now, give us just a little bit of tanning advice for kids, for little kids. What you want parents to do about using SPF on their kids? How often should we be reapplying it? Because it's starting to come up and people are going to spring break and we don't want our little ones to burn.
Right. So if you have a baby, so any babies under 6 months of age really need to be kept out of direct sunlight. So there's a lot of ways you can do that. You can move the baby to the shade under a tree, umbrella, as we mentioned earlier, or even a stroller canopy. And make sure that you dress the babies in lightweight clothing. You don't want to bundle them up too much trying to protect them from the sun, because then, of course, they're going to potentially get dehydrated. So you just want to cover their arms and legs with something lightweight and put a little brimmed hat on them. They look so adorable, and it keeps the sun off their face. And you can, if you want to, apply a small amount of sunscreen if there's no way to avoid the sun. And remember, it takes a good 30 minutes to even be effective. So kind of put that in your mind before you choose to apply it, and timing for going outside. And so for the rest of the family, all the other kids, you want to help them, same thing, wear commercially available kind of protective swim shirts, or put some, at least some sunscreen, as we mentioned, that's broad spectrum. You want to choose a water-resistant sunscreen and reapply every 2 hours, because they're going to be running in and out of the ocean, rivers, canals, lakes, backyard pool. There's always that zinc oxide. Remember when kids used to put that white stuff?
I remember it, and we always saw it on the lifeguards only, really. We only have about 20 seconds left, Dr. Mulligan.
Okay, so the zinc oxide comes in colors and transparent, and so there's plenty of that. And then, of course, you know, sunscreen should be used for some protection and not a reason to stay in the sun longer.
Absolutely great advice. Certainly important coming up with spring, and our teens are wanting to tan, and so the AAP is going to make sure that they can't get to tanning beds just a little bit too easily. After 18, what are you going to do? But under 18, then we get to help them decide and make those good choices. This is Melanie Cole. Radio MD is what you're listening to. Stay well.